Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about the generations these days and our characteristics and how we're all so different. And I have two millennials, as a matter of fact, and I'm at the end of the baby boomer, but I'm more like a millennial. So I kind of think sometimes, you know, things blur over. But joining us this morning, best-selling author and generational expert David Stillman. And joining us is his Gen Z, Generation Z son, 17-year-old Jonah. And I understand you just had a birthday, Jonah. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing great, Twanda.
Good, good. What's it like living with a Gen Z technology baby?
Well, I love this generation, and it's important that we're having a dialogue. Like you mentioned, you're a baby boomer, and you've got millennial kids, and we've been hearing about those generations again and again, and I've been studying the generations now for 20 years. And, you know, when I entered the workplace, we were a new generation, so I'm a Generation Xer, and we acted different than your generation, and no one liked it. And it sort of backfired because everyone thought we'd be just like the baby boomers.
Right.
And I'm seeing people make a colossal mistake again. Everyone's assuming someone under 25 is still a millennial. I mean, you can't go a day without reading something about the millennials, yet you're not hearing a lot about Gen Z, yet the leading edge is already in their early 20s. So think about it. We're going back to school now, right?
Yes.
And the whole student body going back to school, I hear educators, I hear leaders, I hear, you know, so many people refer to them as millennials, yet they're Gen Z. A completely different generation, and what we need to do is understand what makes this generation unique, what makes them tick, so that we can adapt our communication, we can really understand how best to work with them.
Exactly. You know, I've got nieces and nephews, and I think they pop out of the womb with the phone in their hands. They know how to swipe, they know how to find games, they know how to do everything. So this Gen Z generation, tell us what the characteristics are.
So this generation, and if you look at how they were raised, this is a generation that, you know, came of age during the recession, where millennials came of age during very prosperous times. They had baby boomer parents who could tell them they could be anything. You want to be president, you want to be an astronaut, you can make that happen. Well, Gen Z came of age during the recession, where their Gen X parents, during the recession, the net worth medium income fell by 45%. So they were raised by Gen X parents who said, it's a tough world out there. It's dog eat dog. So now we have a generation that's way more competitive. We have a generation that's willing to pay dues. We haven't seen that in a very long time.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, an extremely independent generation. And as you mentioned, very tech savvy. I mean, where the millennials were our digital pioneers, these are digital natives. So they go back to school. We obviously are thinking everything's going to be technology. But there's something we need to put on your radar, on your listeners' radar, Twanda, and that is that, you know, this isn't always going to be technology. In fact, it needs to be a combination of both. So I'll watch Jonah and his friends, and they'll be on their laptop or their e-reader. But then what I'll see them do is grab out a notebook and jot something down or a post-it super sticky note, put it on the side of that laptop to remember something. And the brand did a study, and 85% of Gen Z students feel they're going to learn best with digital and non-digital tools. So we've got to be careful we don't assume everything is going to be technology.
That's so true. And for you, Jonah, are you going in your senior year or your junior year this year?
I will be a senior in high school.
Ah, praise God. That's great.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So study habits for you. How have you learned to study and what works best for you?
Absolutely. You know, I can kind of go off of what my dad said. In a world that's so dominated by technology, it's obvious just to assume that the only way Gen Z wants to communicate is through these platforms, whether it's texting or emailing. But it's also, in our study, we uncovered that 84% of Gen Z said that they prefer face-to-face communication.
Wow.
And this plays out in our education, of course. You know, most people assume that we'll probably just shoot our teacher an email or a message on whatever platform they use. But in reality, we look for that after-school meeting with them to find out what we can do to get ahead or if we're struggling with something. And that really does tie into the way we've learned. And that also, with our study habits, you know, now a lot of schools have iPads and e-readers, but I'll still take out a notebook and a pen and just take some handwritten notes. And then when I'm at home studying, you know, I'll flag key information that I know I'm going to need to know when I'm studying. And I think a lot of my Gen Z peers do think the same way that I do, in the sense that we do realize it's important to unplug from that digital world and go old-fashioned.
Absolutely. Now, David, is there a difference with the millennials in that? Because, you know, the millennials in the job force right now, workforce, and we see a lot of them that don't want to communicate face-to-face.
Yeah, I think, you know, millennials were like the digital pioneers, and they really used their technology socially. So things like Facebook, where, you know, they shared everything with everyone on Facebook. And what we're finding with Gen Z, not the case. They're a little bit more private with their technology. So they prefer platforms like Snapchat, where I'll take a picture of something and I'll send it to a limited group of people, and that picture disappears.
It's gone, right. Yeah.
Right, so, I mean, millennials are just way more collaborative. It's a very collaborative, shared everything with the world. And now we have Gen Z, not as collaborative, more independent, more competitive. And just imagine, if you start treating that generation like a millennial, that's not going to work.
No,
it's
not.
It really will backfire.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was watching a TED Talk from last year with Jason Dorsey and on this very subject. And he was talking about, you know, how we all have something to bring to the table, but let's not confuse it and make everybody the same. And I really like that.
Absolutely. And I know Jason well. And, you know, but the thing to realize is too often when you encounter that generational difference, what happens is you go to this place to figure out who's right or wrong, better or worse. So there's a lot of judging, and it comes back to a lot of stereotyping. So as you look at that student heading off to school, don't assume, oh, you know, they're young, that they're just a millennial, A. And B, don't assume, oh, I should just text them. Or, you know, they're not going to want to talk to me face-to-face, or they'll never write something down. Because it's really not the case. Get to know what shaped this generation.
Right. And I think that everybody's different. Like I said, I've got two. And we pick up the phone and talk all the time because I've set that parameter as mom that we are going to talk. And most young people that I deal with in that age group and the Gen Z, you got to pick up the phone and talk to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But even then, if they could, they'd rather do face-to-face. Even if that means FaceTime. They want to look you in the eye.
I like that because what I like about the Gen Z generation is they hate fake people. They want to see your authenticity. Am I right, Jonah? You want to see that sincerity. You want to see the face.
Most
you want
definitely.
To make sure that folks are telling you the truth, right?
Yes, absolutely. We look for that.
Yeah.
But think about what they're seeing every day. They're seeing every single time, you know, leaders being called into question, companies called into question. And, you know, they want that honest, unfiltered approach. And that's really what the Gen X parents wanted, too. Gen Xers were the king of asking for transparency and say it like it is. And we're finding that big time with Gen Z.
That's awesome. And I love the Gen Z generation. They are just so smart and bright, and I love the generation. So you talked about the survey and what you guys did. So where can listeners go to get more information?
Absolutely. If you guys want more information, you can go to postit.com/study.
Okay. All right. Talking about Gen Z. Oh, and what's the, you know, what's the age? I mean, we talk about, you know, is this age for us baby boomers and the millennials and the Xers? And so where does that start?
Yeah. So Gen Z's birth years are between 1995 to 2012.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's just at the age. So you've got teenagers who are
leading edges just turning 22. And
maybe even that summer intern that you thought was a millennial, odds are they might have been a Gen Zer.
Right.
So, again, I applaud people like yourself for pioneering this dialogue because too many are focused on the millennials and aren't taking the time to get to know what makes this generation unique.
This is going to be an awesome generation. They're going to bring so much to the table. I love it. David and Jonah Stillman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.